Good morning, Robert. Today is Tuesday, 26th of April, and in studio are Andrea and volunteers from France and Germany. Right now it's cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy with temperature range from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius, with heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from east with 18 kilometers per hour. Later we can expect some thunderstorms, and a chance of precipitation is on 40%. It certainly does feel like a monsoon, doesn't it? Moon is in last quarter and 40% of it is illuminated. Last weekend passed many events around Earth Day, or Earth Week as we try to celebrate it here in Oroville, and on Friday was the wacky Earth Day Parade from Transitions Group to Mahakali Park. Christine was there, and here's a part of the interview with Johnny and children who prepared this parade to remember the Earth Day before it would be too institutionalized, as Johnny said.
We're convincing people about saving the Earth.
There's so much to say that I can't really think of anything positive to say, but the most important thing is that we're trying to put life back into Earth Day because it's become a bit institutionalised, and we're supposed to discourage, but here now we're trying to just extract, we're trying to wring as much fun as we possibly can out of a single occasion, and we do this on every possible opportunity.
Not the Trojan horse.
Je crois que c'est une sorte d'araignée pour célébrer le jour de la Terre. On va aller jusqu'à la cuisine solaire et je crois qu'après on va revenir à Fertile. On est maquillé avec de la terre déjà et on fait du tambour avec des boîtes de conserve. Et
qu'est-ce que t'as sur la tête?
Un chapeau.
Un beau chapeau noir. Tu me donnes ton prénom?
Lilou.
Merci Lilou.
And Andrea talked to Satyen about the fundraising tournament for the football field at Aurodon on Saturday at 8 a.m.
Hi, Satyen.
Hi.
Where are we?
We're at the Bart Nivas or Aurodon football field, and we do football training every day for different age groups, for both girls and boys. It started 1 year ago after we fixed the field, and we hope to create a football club for Oroville kids, and we're also incorporating schools in the bioregion like Udavi, New Creation, to try and increase our football players. So this has been going on for a year now. It's the end of the first year. So on the 30th of April, we'll have a day of football here where everybody can come and participate, family, parents, and their kids. So it should be fun. And there'll be tea, cakes, and just to raise the awareness of what we're doing here.
I think also you are trying to raise some money for maintaining.
That would be nice, yes. We'd have some t-shirts, the tea and cake. We still need to do a lot of things here. The nets, maintaining the field to get it to a standard that you can actually learn without the ball bouncing in every direction. And so far it's mainly been personal money that we've been putting in to get it going, so we would like to be able to have it maybe self-finance itself over the years, where people would get more involved, and so that's the main aim of the 30th.
How many kids and people are coming and playing in this area?
Let's say it's hard to say. I would say there's 5 days a week. Most probably every day we get between 15 and 30 kids, so it's quite a lot. There are a few days where they come on two days a week, a few of them, so I would say maybe 50 kids at the moment, and we're looking to increase that next year, and for that we need to also increase the facilities we have here. We gonna have a little storeroom where we have to store. So far Guy's been very helpful with allowing us to use his facilities, and it's in progress.
Okay, Satyen, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Okay.
This week will be more in the spirit of the Sufi culture, and the visiting guest, Sufi musician Latif Bolat, prepared many lectures and also the concert with Parvati Bahul. Latif is a very serious and advanced Sufi scholar, and his book, Quarreling with God, Mystic Rebel Poems of the Dervishes of Turkey, has been very well received. He travels worldwide performing the ancient traditional Sufi music of Turkey. He plays Turkish folk music and devotional Sufi songs, which are called Ilahi and Nefes, from the Anatolian Peninsula. Latif Bolat will give a series of lectures in Orville, and each lecture will be followed by concert. So, tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, he will talk about the Sufi culture and principles, about the philosophy, poetry, art, music and rituals. Tomorrow at the same time, 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, he will talk on Turkish history and culture, from Central Asia to the Middle East, about geography, people, culture and music. On Thursday, also at 7:30 at Sauchu, he will talk about the spiritual essence of Islam, about the 1,400 years long journey. And on Saturday, 30th of April at 8 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas at Pavilion of Indian Culture, both Latif and Parvati Bahul will give a concert which they entitle Songs from the Heart Beyond Borders. All events and concerts are fully open and all of you are invited. On Thursday, 28th of April at 5 p.m. at La Terrasse at Sola Kitchen, any interested women are invited to join the women's circle. They're asking you to bring along blank sheets of paper as they will do some art therapy. Mostly, though, they'll go just with what unfolds. You are also requested to bring a cushion to sit on. You must do the work as an offering to the divine and take it as a part of your sadhana. In that spirit, the nature of the work is of little importance and you can do any work without losing the contact with the inner presence, wrote the mother in the words of the mother in volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.